I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Tell me, Brandon, what first and last name first?
Brandon Roland.
And Brandon, tell me a little bit about what you do and where you're from.
We do custom harvesting. We start from Texas, go to North Dakota. I'm originally from Hemmingford, Nebraska, in the Panhandle.
Right now, we are up in North Dakota. I know this is where you're at in terms of your harvesting work that you're doing. Is this where you normally would be by this time? How's that been going?
Normally around this time, we're starting to finish up here. With all the rains, we've been almost just getting started here right now.
Well, we've had a little bit of light rain here today, or we'd probably be seeing you rolling out here. But you needed to call the Nuhan Harvest Support Team today. Tell me a little bit about your experience with these guys and what they do and what they mean for you.
Well, with us, when you run three combines on the road all the time, these guys are our lifelines a lot of the places. It's a lot easier for me to deal with one person all year to get parts and everything compared to having to call a new dealership in every town to try to work with. So right now they're installing some new software for my combine, updating all the software. But for the most part, we're almost on the phone with these guys every day. Where with all the combines you have going, you're constantly getting things going, information that just came out, working with them.
So I know that there's a number of teams like you out and about here. Do you have opportunities over the course of this journey you go on each year to interact with other custom harvesters or even these guys on a less than just you're out on the working, maybe social basis?
Harvesters, not so much. We normally just kind of do our things, but a lot of the farmers that will run yellow combines as well will be calling us so we can all kind of share information to spread it around with something breaks or something comes up different where we all kind of share information like that.
For those who don't really understand what you guys do, what happens when we hit the end of the season here? What do you do? Just kind of sit around and wait for next season?
With us, right now I'm going back to college, but my dad will finish up here and then fall harvest where basically you'll be cutting crops until snow hits. And then once snow hits, you go back through, work the combines, and then come 1st of May again, you're getting everything fired back up and getting it ready to go on the road. So if snow falls the 1st of November or 1st of December, it doesn't matter. You just go all the way up till all the crops are done in the country.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with me here. Great to meet you, Brandon, out here on whatever farm we're on. But I'd say it's a beautiful day. It's not a terrible day, just a wet day. And that's not a good harvesting day. So anyway, Brandon, thanks again. And here from North Dakota, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.